Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
Hey, thanks, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. That's me. You're you. Come on in. Let's talk some sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, quidditch, volleyball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket. That type of stuff. We want to hear from you. We want to hear you. We want to talk sports. And you can do it at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. You can come down here to corner of Broadway and Sansom and knock on the door. I don't know if that's going to get you on the air. It might. Over the years, we've had a few people come in. And do you remember Poe from the O? That's probably before your time, Dom. Poe from the O used to call me, and Poe came in, and I put him on the air. Mario from Florida has been in here. John from San Francisco, one time he came by, gave everybody the creeps. Mario was sick. He made everybody sick. So we're really anxious to get you on the air. Come on in, 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly, you ugly, you ugly. We do have some guests. We will have Anna McLaughlin and Mark Perez. Anna McLaughlin is a former Special Forces member and an MMA fighter who is trans. And Mark has made a movie about her. Of both of them. Ed Berliner. Ich bin ein Berliner. I bet you he doesn't get that much. He'll join us in the second hour. Apparently he's a sports talk guy too. And third hour, maybe J.D. Sharp. Damn it, Rick, this phone. I'm not going to pay a lot for this muffler. Tune in app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. Twitch.tv is already up and rolling. How you doing there, so handsome? Tune in app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. Did I say that? SportsByline.com. Go there. Twitter is at Rick Tittle. So come on back.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153, 800-943-2153, 800-943-2153, that's 800-943-2153.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius. The best show ever. He's so wonderful. Genius. The best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome. He's a genius.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Come on in and get heard. We would love to hear from you if you would like to talk some sports. Lines are available wherever people are listening. That's one way to approach it. I need to get into the Hall of Fame for the NFL, these final candidates, and then give you my take on it. But was interesting take, my opinion. Have a take, don't suck, grab a vine. The I was looking at some stats on NFL kickers, and you know, 20 years ago, if you were going to have a field goal that was longer than 50 yards, statistically, NFL kickers were around 50-50, which is kind of like, you know, now you pull guys out of your bullpen, they're all at 98 at least. But I was at the Oakland Coliseum on September 28th, 2008. When Lane Kiffin of the Raiders sent out Sebastian Janikowski to try a 76-yard field goal, which I was all for. We need something interesting. And I thought Janikowski could hit it. And 2 days later, Al Davis fired him. But then on opening day this year, Mike McCarthy sent Brandon Aubrey out for the Cowboys to try a 71-yarder before halftime, and then the other team called a timeout, and then he's like, ah, never mind. And he reconsidered. But the reactions of that got you, well, it's one of the reasons it got him fired. Remember, when Lane Kiffin was hired, Al introduced him as Lance, and then Lane goes, it's Lane, stone-faced. Just a bad fit. Al admired his dad, Monty Kiffin. Lane Kiffin was the co-offensive coordinator at USC, whatever that meant. And the Raiders got turned down by Bobby Petrino and Pat Hill and Ken Whisenhunt and Steve Sarkisian and Russ Grimm. That's at least five. So that's why we got stuck with him. And I'll never forget that game against the Chargers when the Raiders ran out on their white jerseys. I wanted to run down and choke him. I really did. And he was trying to get himself fired because that way he could keep his money. And after the game, someone asked him, why would you wear white jerseys at home for the first time in the history of the Raiders? He goes, I thought it was going to be hot. So it's just my hate for him. But the way these kickers are, it's kind of like, to a lesser extent, taking a three-pointer nowadays. Because Steph Curry literally changed the game. He changed the game because he would consistently have great stats on threes. And, you know, nearly 50%. So 39 times so far this season, 2 weeks, the NFL has put kickers out there to try from 50 yards. And they have hit 35 of them. They've only missed four. And two of those misses are from Justin Tucker. One of them, thankfully, against the Raiders. But never before in the history of the NFL has there been that many 50-yard attempts in 2 weeks. And you go back less than 20 years. You go back to 2006, there were only 40 made field goals past the 50 for the entire season. And we just had 35 in the first 2 weeks. Never before have NFL kickers made 90%, well, 89.7, let's round it off, 90% of their 50-plus yard field goal attempts in the opening 2 weeks. As of recently as 2007, NFL kickers missed more field goal tries than they made from 50 and beyond. So yes, the kicking stats tend to wane over the course of a season as the weather gets worse and blustery and it's snowing and it's raining and it's windy. But does that affect it too much unless there's magnets in the ball? Remember the Buffalo kicker, J.D. Sharp? Well, that was the thing with the Bible, I think, was the kicker with Buffalo when he missed and there was magnets in the ball. Or no, I'm sorry, it was the moon landing. The Bible said there was no moon landing. That's what it was. Anyway, JD's coming up later. Love the guy. Good radio. But the NFL touchback rule, the new one, means on the kickoff, means teams get the ball at the 30, which means they only need really two good plays to get a field goal shot. And if this field goal explosion doesn't slow down, it'll weigh some questions that seemed maybe unfathomable, and that is, do we need to make field goals less quote unquote automatic? And I remember Michael Husted, who played briefly for the Raiders and mostly Tampa Bay, Washington, Kansas City as well. But he said on his high school football team, the coach said, anybody here play soccer? And Husted said, I played soccer. He goes, okay, you're the kicker. That's basically the way it was. As a QB in high school, I would hold field goals and PATs, and our kicker was a straight-on kicker with a square front shoe. I know, it makes me sound like I drove a Model T or somebody pulled me in a rickshaw to practice. So Husted said that when he was in college, there was one kicking camp nationally. He says now there's a pop-up on every corner. But there is a chance now that they might narrow the posts, the uprights. Is that real? Could it happen? When Mike Vanderjagt, as the great Peyton Manning once referred to him as our idiot kicker, he retired as the most accurate kicker in NFL history. He's now at ninth most accurate. So that means In the last 10 years, that's how much better kickers have gotten. And I don't think they should narrow the posts. I really don't. I don't think field goals are automatic. Are the kickers better? Well, yes, just empirically we're talking about it right now. I do remember there was a Pro Bowl where they decided that they were going to screw with the rules with field goals. Do you remember that? There was a Pro Bowl in 2015 where they said if you make it over 33 yards, then it's going to be worth 4 points. And then they put an extra little, like, uprights. And if you get it in that, it's worth 5 points. And then that was so horrific, people quickly... I bet you don't even remember that. People quickly are like, yeah, we don't. We really don't want that. So, anyway, I just think it's interesting now that kickers are that good. Because, honestly, with Daniel Carlson, knock on wood, as a Raider fan, when it's a 53-yard field goal, I think, oh, he's got it. I don't sweat it. I know it's not easy, but I don't sweat it. You know, and it's never that they're too short. It's usually they're just little wide left, little wide right. It seems like they all have the leg these days. Just better athletes. All right, we got some guests on the other side. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll get on back on Sports Byline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Well, you know, if you win a big championship in the United States, what do you get? You get a ring, right? And in Europe, if you win an Olympic medal or a soccer championship, you get a medal. But what about the bling of a watch? And there have been some amazing new watches made by Axia. It is AXIA. You go to axiatime.com. Swiss-made mechanical watches, handcrafted. Joining us right now to talk about how they are teaming up with the college football playoffs is John Canassus. John, welcome to the show. And I have noticed, as you have, that watches are making a big comeback, because when I was a kid in the 70s and 80s, we always wore a watch. And I think with phones, people just started looking at their phones. I think the watch is going through a renaissance right now.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me on the show. And you're absolutely right. It's really interesting how the Apple Watch has really grown the overall segment. So many people, younger generation especially, are now wearing the Apple Watches, and they're used to having something on their wrist. But for a lot of people, all those alerts get a bit overwhelming, so they want to break from it from time to time, or if they're going out to a nice event, they want to switch and put on a nicer watch. And so, yeah, the watch category has really grown over the past few years with the advent of the Apple Watch.
I was looking at all your watches at axiatime.com and seeing a lot of the custom ones made for all the different colleges, like Michigan football and Notre Dame lacrosse, and the box presentation. It looks like you guys are trying to be a company that's second to none in this field.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a labor of love, actually, and it's blossomed into something really cool. So the idea for Axia came out of my experience as a college athlete a long time ago. I played lacrosse at the University of Pennsylvania back in the late 80s, and my senior year, we went to the Final Four, and we won the Ivy League championship. And what the university gave us to commemorate that season was a watch whose styling and quality wasn't so great. You can actually see that watch on my website. But that started kind of this idea. It always frustrated me that I had these great memories and not so great watch to commemorate it. And so I looked and looked and looked for something really nice to commemorate a special time in my life and couldn't find it. So I decided to start doing it myself. And that led me to making championship watches for a few friends of mine who are Division I lacrosse coaches. And that blossomed into getting introduced to the folks at College Football Playoffs. And they agreed to license us to make watches for the championship team. So we did Georgia when they won the championship in 21 and 22. And last year when Michigan won, we did a great national championship watch for them, and even did a deal with Coach Harbaugh to sign limited edition box sets for us. And now that's blossomed into a full sponsorship where we're now the official timepiece of College Football Playoff. And it's kind of a dream come true for me, because I'm getting to design a really beautiful watch for all the student athletes. So all of the football players who will be competing in College Football Playoff will have access to an exclusive design just for them. And the style and quality of that one is great, and we're really proud of the partnership, and we're proud of what we're going to be able to create for these student-athletes.
Very cool. I played lacrosse in the late 80s for St. Mary's College out here in California, and you guys would have whipped our ass, I know that. But
Well, so if you're a lacrosse guy, you probably know me and don't even realize it. So I got a friend who jokes with me that I'm the most famous person in lacrosse that nobody knows. So So that 1988 Final Four that I referenced earlier, that was the game where Gary Gate jumped from behind the goal and stuffed the ball in, and they called it the Air Gate, the most famous goal in lacrosse. I was the goalie. He scored on it.
Wow. Well, see, I called myself the Jim Brown of St. Mary's because I was the only guy at the school that played both football and lacrosse, and so I was new to it, being from California, and so I was a crease defender, and they gave me a five-foot-long Brian stick, and after about 10 minutes, it was at a right angle. So we got these things from, like, Maine called Crooked Arrows. They were made at an Indian reservation. Yeah, and that's what I used. That thing did not break.
Yeah, solid hickory. And then when it got wet, it was super heavy, and you can do some damage with the checks.
I did more damage in that sport than I ever did in football, and I actually broke my collarbone, so I got hurt more than I ever did in football.
Wow.
It's those stupid it was those stupid lacrosse shoulder pads that were just like a thick T-shirt.
Yeah, for sure. The technology's come a long way since that time that you and I played.
No doubt about it. All right, so I'm looking through a lot of the watches. How hard is it? Because to get it custom like you did, I mean, it's just excellent. How hard is it to have these watches Swiss made and then to lay in all this perfect inlay and artwork?
So it's a process. It takes about four months or so to create a new design. So I do the designs. Then I've got a network of factories who help produce the different components for me. Then they're hand assembled in Switzerland and then shipped here to the U.S. where I engrave them and ship them out to customers. So the whole process, start to finish, is roughly 4 to 5 months. A lot of what we do is for teams and championship teams, but we also do a number of partnerships to celebrate big awards. So being a lacrosse guy, you know what the Touraton Award is, and so we make watches for all the Touraton finalists. And for your listeners who may not know what that is, that's kind of the Heisman Trophy of lacrosse. We do the same thing for the Naismith Award, where the whole idea there is, being a finalist is a big deal. Obviously, the winner goes home with the trophy, but just making it to be a finalist, we think, is worthy of celebration. So we make these really cool watches for all the finalists. And actually, we have a big announcement coming out in a couple of weeks about yet another award for which we'll be making watches. And I'm happy to come back when it's that time and reveal that new partnership.
Yeah, and you know what? If you go, I mean, any big league team or NFL team, you can get a quote-unquote fancy watch with their logo on it, but it's usually like maybe $100, and then you probably think, well, if this gets rained on or, maybe in a year it's going to die. You make sure that this is high-quality stuff, and you get what you pay for, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah. We give a 3-year warranty with all our watches, and actually, for many customers, even beyond 3 years, I'll take care of it for them. The trust my customers put in me means a lot, and I do everything I can to make sure that we honor that. So we use the same quality components as the big Swiss name brands, and these watches will last a lifetime if you take good care of them.
And what is the moments in time that's so important that you're pushing?
So watches, for many people, are purchased to commemorate some big event. And so when you look at our designs, they're subtle and elegant, but they're designed around celebrating something important to the individual, whether it's a championship, graduating from university, or an award. And so it's just a way to keep those memories close. They're not braggadocious, bold designs. They're pretty subtle. So when the person wearing it looks down and they see that logo, it reminds them of that moment in time that was really special to them. It kind of takes them back. And so, what we're trying to do is help people keep those special memories close at all times.
Well, I don't know what's going on at the warehouse, but if you have any Kairos 2 Scora editions laying around, you might want to send one out to San Francisco just so I can give it a looky-loo.
You got it. That was named after my parents' village, actually. So my parents are Greek immigrants. Axia is a Greek word that means worth or value in Greek. And so that one's got the Greek key embedded in it, and I named it after my parents' village in Greece where it all started.
That's pretty cool to have your own company. You can do stuff like that, huh?
Exactly.
You don't have the famous gate goal watch, though. We want to forget that.
No, we don't have that, but we do have pictures, and I can send you a picture of me and Gary. We've actually done a couple of watch projects together. He's a great guy. And you may know he's the head coach at Syracuse Lacrosse now.
Yeah, one of the great programs. All right, remember, AXIATIME.com. AXIATIME, I should say. AXIATIME.com. You check it out. And as I said, the CFP relationship, 12 teams now going in, so it's just growing. John Canassis, thanks so much for your time, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Rick. Really appreciate the time.
All right, good stuff. And, yeah, when I played lacrosse, I was brand new to it. I had a roommate who was from Boston, and he played. And he goes, you got to get out there, man. And other people were like, after football season, you got to play rugby. And I'm like, well, I'm definitely not playing rugby because I don't like it. I don't like watching it. I don't like the everything goes backwards, and then you get elbowed in the face. I have no idea what's going on. So I had to learn on the job. And I remember one time I was out there and the ref threw a yellow flag at me, like NFL. I'm like, what is that? And another time he put me in the sin bin. I was like, there's a penalty box? And so literally, I'm not proud of this. I'm really not proud of it because I was the captain of the team, captain of the lacrosse team. After I graduate, I go back to watch a game with all my old buddies who are still there. I'm in the stands and the referee didn't show up. And so the new captain of the team, my former teammate, he says to the other team, he goes, hey, Rick Tittle's here, and he can be the ref. He played for us last year. Rick, will you do it? And the guy said, can you be fair? And I said, I don't know the rules. And they all laughed, and I said, I'm not being lazy. I literally don't know the rules, so you don't want me as the ref. I don't know what's up with yellow flags and penalty boxes. So I probably only know about 80% of the rules. Come on back on Byline. Army with harmony.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
That's 800-788-1495.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the program. Rick Tittle with you, nationally syndicated around the world on the American Forces Radio Network as well. And it's only fitting because we have a couple of guests. One of them is a veteran. We have award-winning filmmaker Mark Perez, and we have the subject of the new film, Unfightable, veteran of U.S. Special Forces, Alana McLaughlin, and this just had a run in New York City at the Village East, and beginning tomorrow, it's going to be in Los Angeles at the Lamley NoHo. Alana, let's start with you. This is a story about you, Unfightable, and when anytime something like this happens, whether someone's going to do a movie or a series, whatever, a biography about you, you know, we all have things we don't want everybody to know. So how tough was you to just say, there it is all on the table, there's me?
It wasn't that difficult for me. I try to basically be an open book. You know, I feel like I spent a large portion of my life hiding significant portions of who I was, and I kind of got tired of it. So I guess at this point, I just kind of put my cards on the table.
So, Mark, for you, when did you say, you know what, this is compelling to the point where we have to put this on film?
Well, I was working with the MMA organization for a while, basically helping with the actual broadcast, but they knew I was an independent filmmaker. So, you know, I knew about her story because I knew, you know, they were trying to put on this fight, and when they asked me, hey, would you actually be interested in doing this, I thought, you know, there's been great movies about boxers and fighters throughout the years, and I think this was no different. It was just a really dramatic story and an important topic. So, immediately said yes to it.
So, Alana, growing up in South Carolina, and we know it's a little more conservative down there, we'll say that, in most places, your family, it was kind of rough because they wanted you to be more masculine. What were some of the challenges that you were facing there?
Well, I mean, I think my upbringing would have been considered old-fashioned 100 years ago. You know, we were heating the house with a wood stove, and I was the one to chop the wood. You know, my dad had me working construction-type work pretty early on. You know, I did plumbing and frame carpentry. You know, I was carrying 70-pound bundles of shingles up a 20-foot ladder onto a roof when I weighed about 70 pounds. So, you know, there were expectations that I had to meet that none of my peers really did. And, it was difficult.
So getting into sports, you found cross-country. Did you want to play the other sports and there were just too many roadblocks? How did you get into cross-country?
Well, ironically, I actually did have an interest in more mainstream sports, but my parents felt that I was, one, it was things cost money. You know, like they let me take karate for a couple weeks when I was a kid until they learned they were going to have to buy a uniform, and, you know, we were pretty poor. But I think it was mostly they were worried about how frail I was. You know, I was a really small kid. I was underweight. I was skinny. You know, and my mom used to tell me that if I played baseball, you know, and I got hit in the chest with the baseball, it might stop my heart and kill me, you know. So it was confusing.
So you end up going to college, and after that, you go into, as I mentioned, the Special Forces, and then next thing you know, you're a sergeant, you're a medic, and you're in Afghanistan, huh?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I sought out Special Forces specifically. You know, I went in on an 18 x-ray contract back in, I signed up in 03 and went to basic in 04.
So, Mark, for you, how do you kind of tie in that the military background when you see from the outside looking in how it affected Alana?
You know, I just wanted to, you know, you see a lot on social media, they kind of dehumanize people when they're talking about this topic. So I just wanted to tell people a little bit about her background and all the, you know, the things that she went through, and that included the military and her childhood. So I thought it was an important aspect of her life. I mean, there's a lot more. Alana's, you know, this is a movie in 90 minutes, so, you know, you can only show so much, but I think that was a key part of her life, an important, you know, element of her story.
And Alana, as being trans, did you find that the people with whom you served got your back and will be a sibling forever, or did you find them kind of shunning you because you were different?
It was neither. You know, I served under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, so there was a certain separation that I had to keep, you know. And I remember a lot of the conversation around trans people in the military has always been about our fitness to serve. And for me, I felt like, you know, my experience demonstrated that we could not only perform to task, you know, perform to standard, but also do it while leading a double life, do it while, you know, hiding the most essential parts of who we are, you know. It makes the job a lot more difficult.
Speaking with director Mark Perez and subject of the film Unfightable, Alana McLaughlin. So, Alana, what made you want to get into MMA? Because even people with the most aggressive countenances find it difficult. Why did you think this is for me?
You know, when I was a kid, I was always interested in martial arts, and Bruce Lee was probably like the first person that I saw on screen that I had like real interest in, and I think it just kind of grew out of that, you know. In the early days of MMA, you know, I didn't have a TV, but I heard about it, you know, and I read about it in like Black Belt magazine, and then when I joined the Army, doing MMA and kind of following out of Modern Army Combatives, it felt relevant to the job.
So, Mark, when you take a look at her record going by Lady Ferrell, from what I see, one fight, one win, and then is that where we get the title from, Unfightable, because there's no class or category or nobody wants any part of Alana now?
It was more from, you know, when you see her story, you know, she gets an offer of a fight, but then nobody wanted to fight her. And then, you know, so like, okay, we'll train until we find somebody, and then nobody wanted to train her. So again, a lot of the MMA world, I guess, was a little unwelcoming, a lot unwelcoming. So it took months, and we show you that process of just finding people to kind of support, fight, train. I mean, so, you know, that's where the title came about. Like, it was, you know, it was she was unfightable, basically.
Alana, for you, when you see, like, corporate America, maybe in commercials or whatever, and they say, you know, we support everyone, and, you know, we support trans, and do you think, this is just fake, they're trying to fit in, they're trying to look, whatever you want to call it, woke, or do you think, I don't care if they're being fake, it's good that the message is out there, and that, you know, I won't be cast as a pariah, that I will be welcomed in with everyone else?
I think it's nuanced, you know. I'm very critical of sort of the sort of tokenism that corporate America engages in. I think it's, rather than actually like helping in any way, I think it's more of an indicator of where we're at, you know. Mm-hmm. And if they're chasing the dollars of trans people, then that just indicates that we have some kind of relevance. But as far as like actual, like moving the needle forward on trans rights or, you know, trying to do anything, like corporations don't do anything out of altruism. It's all about money.
Right. And I have to ask you too, about the tats, because it is, to me, it's intimidating. You know, if you get into a ring and you see these tats, it's like, uh-oh, she's more of a badass than I thought. Was that the impetus, or was it just something that you wanted to do regardless of what you were participating in?
Well, the tattoos across my torso, that was actually my first tattoo, and I got those at Bill Clayton's Tattoo World in Fayetteville, North Carolina, when I was at Fort Bragg. I got that tattoo because I was trying to make it impossible to transition. I was trying to make it so there was no way back. And to my mind, you know, this was a big macho tattoo that would make it impossible for me to be feminine, you know. And then, you know, here we are 15, 20 years later, and I think it looks better on me now than it did then. So joke's on me, I guess.
No, it suits you. Last question for you, Mark. When you're doing the film, what did you see perhaps Alana find out about herself once you started kind of prodding and prying about her whole life?
Well, you know, I guess, you know, 10 years ago I did a movie about a Marine when they went into Iraq, and it was about the whole, you know, invasion and all that. And that ended up being almost like a therapy session for him. Where he kind of like realized all these things that he didn't know about himself and PTSD and all that. So, you know, I think just by talking with people, hopefully it helped Alana, you know, just understand, you know, herself more and just, you know, share with the world what she experienced. So that's kind of the way I took it, is like, you know, maybe by showing people and talking about it, you know, helps uh-huh. the problem.
And Alana, for you, when you see the film, do you sit back and say, wow, this is really cool? Or do you say, oh, I got to make some changes? Or is it a little bit of both?
I think maybe the impact of it has still not quite hit. And that's kind of been the story, like, ever since the fight. You know, I'm notoriously difficult to impress, I guess. I guess I'm always kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, I don't know. It's just kind of surreal at this point.
Well, as I mentioned, Unfightable was in the Village in New York. It's going to be starting tomorrow in L.A. at the Lamley NoHo for a week, and then will make its television debut on VIX and Fuse in the coming months as well. We've been speaking with Mark Perez and Anna McLaughlin. Congratulations, you two, on the film. There's nothing like it before, so well done.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Very interesting. Yeah, I forgot about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That was Bill Clinton in his administration. It's like, how about gays in the military? He goes, how about we just don't bring it up? That's one way, just to be avoido the clown. And it's like, let's just not talk about it. If you're gay, you're gay. If you're straight, you're straight. Let's just ignore it. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it.
With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV, and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
By noon, I need them 8,000 hens moved into their new cages. Now, sometimes they don't want to cooperate, but you give them a good shaking, they'll settle down for you.
Do the chickens have large talons?
Do they have what?
Large talons.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Cares about anything else when you've got Rick Tittle on the radio.
All right, everyone. I want to let you know about the Chronicles of Riddick limited edition on 4K Ultra HD. In this sequel to the smash hit Pitch Black, galactic criminal Riddick, of course, Vin Diesel, attempts to elude capture and face an invading empire. Lots of bonus material, brand new 4K restorations by Arrow Films of the theatrical and director's cuts of the film, approved by Dave Tuohy. You have the original DTS HD MA 5.1 surround sound on both cuts, plus remixed Dolby Atmos for the theatrical cut. You've got reversible sleeve design, newly commissioned artwork by Dan Mumford. You've got a collector's book, new writing on the film by Walter Chow, and on-set interviews. You got promotional, and you got Easter eggs. Three discs. That's right. And this is really good if you're a fan of Pitch Black, Aliens, Dune, Fallout, any of that stuff. And plus, see the new, never-before-seen director's cut as well. Once again, The Chronicles of Riddick, limited edition. Check it out, 4K Ultra HD, three-disc set. All right. Well, you heard a whole segment about a watch commercial. We can do that as well. 1-800-878-PLAY. We have Ed Berliner coming on the other side. Remember when Kennedy went to the Berlin Wall and he said, Ich bin ein Berliner, that meant I am a donut. If he said, Ich bin Berliner, then that means I am a Berliner. And look, am I going to say that he was dumb? No. He went to Harvard. He's not dumb. I would have said the same thing. How would I know saying a Berliner is a donut? Don't worry, I won't throw any Ich bin Berliners at him. Maybe he'll do it himself. We will take a quick break. We'll come on back for two more hours of this.